Can you hear the megaphones of the fashion police encouraging you to get with your back-to-school wardrobe? Here's the new fall collection. Don't wear last year's spring and summer hits. It all kind of makes you think you're supposed to throw out your wardrobe every few hours. But who can afford that? Nevertheless, the message in the fashion retail world seems to be, if it's old, throw it out. Not quite right, just ditch it. And that echoes a practice in the making of apparel. Consumers throw away about 85% of all the clothes we buy. Brands toss huge amounts of fabric as waste. Finished clothes still on the racks at discounter Century 21 can just end up in a dumpster as textile waste. And that's a growing part of our country's landfills. As Fashion Week gets underway here in New York, we spoke with Tracy Kinden, founder of Revolve Waste, a consulting group that works with different brands and organizations to reduce textile waste.
There have been a few interesting things happening over the last 20 years. You know, as the apparel industry began manufacturing more and more in Asia, the U.S. consumption rate of apparel has increased really, really drastically. And so what that means is that the waste problem has increased very drastically. As we consume more, we take more natural resources out of the planet, and those wind up in landfill. And the reality is the rate of consumption is going to outpace the ability for resources to be available. And so in order to create what's being called now a circular apparel industry for the future, we've got to do something other than throw that stuff away.
Now, it seems to me, first of all, that textiles and fabrics are much closer to the earth than plastic and glass bottles. Is that not the case? I mean, linen is comes from a plant, so does cotton. If you throw them away, how does it not sort of naturally recycle in some way?
Those items do decompose. The items that come from what you mentioned, linens and cotton-based fibers, certainly decompose. The thing that most people don't know, two things actually. One is that there is a growing percentage of synthetic fibers in the market, specifically polyester. And of course, we love our spandex in the U.S., so that is a fiber that's increasing in presence. So those items don't decompose. Those fibers don't decompose. That's a problem. The other thing is that textiles have so much chemistry that goes into them, from dyes and processing chemistry, finishing chemistry. And so it's really not a good thing to put those chemicals back into the earth. It can get into water systems. It's not a good thing.
So how do we change the process to recognize and reduce this fashion waste? And how much more consumer awareness does there need to be to have an impact on this waste stream?
I tell brands this a lot. Brands have an incredibly powerful mouthpiece to spread the message of reclaiming resources. So changing the mind of the consumer needs to come from the brands themselves talking more about recovering those resources that they've put into their garments. It also can come from policy, but consumers need to be more aware of what they're doing. Garments aren't disposable. They're not truly a consumable like food is.
And what does that mean in terms of changing the way things are made or the things that clothes are made with?
That's a great question. In fact, one very close to my heart. I am a geek inside, and I love the new technologies that are developing to actually take old garments and make them into new ones. That prospect of taking old garments apart and literally reassembling new yarns and new fibers, new textiles, is in the future. In the meantime, I think reuse is a really important part of the system, being able to use something over and over and over, and creating an infrastructure with that reuse system to then claim those materials, reclaim those materials at the end of a reuse cycle and put them into this developing technology that will literally take apart those items fiber by fiber and create brand new high-quality textiles.
Tracy Kinden is the founder of Revolve Waste. She spoke to us from Portland, Oregon. Thank you so much, Tracy.
Thanks, John.
Support for The Takeaway comes from Lumosity with a 10-minute fit test to challenge memory, attention, and problem-solving, training programs that draw from 50 brain games, and tools to compare scores with global averages. Learn more at lumosity.com.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.